Oxygen, however, dissolves poorly in seawater, and there's a much lower concentration of oxygen in the ocean than in the air. The atmosphere is about 21% oxygen, but seawater is much, much lower. Since dissolved oxygen content is highly dependent on temperature and salinity, oxygen concentration in the ocean varies greatly from place to place and may range from near zero to around 10 parts per million. Note that air has 21 parts per hundred, so we're talking about a big difference. Organisms have adapted to relatively low oxygen availability in many ways, but in essence, if you're going to get your oxygen out of the water, it helps to have a big surface area for oxygen uptake. Since surface to volume ratios go down as organisms get bigger, the ocean environment generally favors being small, and microscopic organisms are plentiful that just rely on diffusion of oxygen across their surface. Bigger organisms like fish have gills, highly vascularized, feathery structures with lots of surface area for O2 absorption. In addition, most marine organisms are ectothermic. Being ectothermic requires a lot less oxygen because it takes a lot of extracellular respiration, and thus a lot of oxygen, to produce heat. It's no accident that endothermic marine mammals like dolphins, whales, and seals virtually all breathe air.